Hey, you guys, there's a lot of colds and flu going around, and I've got some tips for you today that I think will be really valuable. One of the things is I like high doses of vitamin C, a high quality vitamin C, and you can take, depending on your tolerance, you can take up to 5,000 milligrams twice a day. I wouldn't start off with that because you could get diarrhea, but you could build up slowly over time, and it can really help fight infections. On a preventive measure, but if you've actually got the flu going on and you're feeling miserable, take that vitamin C even though you don't feel like doing anything. And also, I suggest a magnesium oil that you can spray on your body and spray in water. Helps alkaline the body. Magnesium flakes or Epsom salt can help pull the toxins out of your body. That's the underlying cause of the colds and flu. So I think that's really important. Also, you can use baking soda. Build up to a teaspoon three times a day, only while you have the flu. Then you can do it just once a day as a maintenance. I like to do fresh whole lemons in the blender. It's very bulky, but it can help detox the liver and the gut, which can contribute to accelerating overcoming all the toxins and phlegm that go along with the colds and flu. Alkaline water, alkaline diet. Of course, you know all this. It's hard to stay with it. Because the other types of foods, the more stressful foods, acidic foods, they're sometimes more inviting. But if you can stay with your alkaline diet, especially while you're ill, it's more important. Gut health is important. No sugar, no gluten. Get a probiotic that's really right for you. You can get some professional advice on that. Also, stress, overwork, and lack of self-love. Did you get that? Stress, overworking, is that you? And lack of self-love is something that you need to work on. If you don't know how to do it, get help with it. Get a good healer or therapist who can help you work on that. We like to use Coherence 1-2-3 because it helps everything. It can be used preventively, and also while you're ill, can help accelerate the strength of the immune system and helping you with detoxing as you go through the healing process. Coherence 1-2-3 is about tapping and EFT. And we take it even a step deeper. We use Psyche, which is psychology kinesiology, integrating the left and right hemispheres of brain and body. And also nine positions can help release trauma or emotional things, even like the lack of self-love, to help you, go through a forgiveness process or whatever is important. If you keep getting sick, the tendency to easily catch colds and flu, depending on what season it is or from other people. Anyway, that's a lot in a short time, but I hope some of these jump out at you as a powerful way to help you either prevent or overcoming colds and flu this year. If you have any questions, let us know.